Track 9. And now it's back to the news. Exminster welcomed its new vicar on Monday, September the 9th, as the Reverend Vanessa Pestridge was licensed as priest in charge of the Five Red Churches mission community. The licensing service at St Martin's Church, Exminster, was led by the Acting Bishop of Exeter, the Right Reverend Jackie Searle, and the Archdeacon of Exeter, Andrew Bean. The Five Red Churches mission, or benefice of Exminster, includes churches in Kenton, Powderham, Ken, Mamhead, as well as St Martin's in Exminster. Vanessa has lived in Exminster for over 20 years, was ordained in 2020 after 6 years of training. Since then, she has been curate of St Matthew's and St Sidwell's in Exeter. She has previously served as a school governor and church leader. Earlier this year, Vanessa told the Mid-Devon Advertiser that she was most looking forward to being able to put my energies into working alongside others to build a community that continues to practically care for each other. She noted that Exminster is an incredible community where people really care for each other, but there are also many challenges such as loneliness, mental health, pressures from the cost of living, climate change, and school and social pressures on young people. She takes on the Five Red Churches mission from the Reverend John Williams, who retired earlier this year. And accompanying the article is a photograph of the new vicar, together with the Acting Bishop of Exeter.
New community garden has opened. A brand new community garden has opened at a Newton Abbott Community Centre. The Courtney Centre was thrilled to announce the opening of its community garden, which has been created so local people can have more of a connection to nature. The popular Newton Abbott Community Centre hopes that the garden will provide an outdoor space for existing groups and activities, as well as a growing space for fruit, vegetables and flowers. The garden also hosts two bug hotels, as well as a hot composting bin, which will compost waste from the centre's cafe. Creation of the community garden has been made possible through funding from HubHub, Live West and Nature Save Trust, with Food in the Community, Pollinise, Juice and Partnership Solutions and Bobby Landscapes, all donating plants, materials and time to the project. John Addy, Chairman of Newton Abbott Centre Association, said, "We are very grateful for the support we have received with the community garden and look forward to welcoming both existing centre users and new visitors to this outside space. The garden that we have created is a space where people can enjoy much needed rest and relaxation, as well as learning practical gardening skills. I would particularly like to thank the project funders and the volunteers who have helped bring the garden to life."
Students share their views on volunteering. Students at Coombs Head Academy's sixth form were keen to share their views on how local charities can better engage with younger people at an event on Tuesday, September the 10th. Representatives from seven organisations met with students to find out more about how they can attract younger volunteers and supporters. "In Tinbridge, we have a thriving voluntary sector. However, the majority of volunteers in many organisations are retired or of working age," said Chloe Myers from Tinbridge Community and Voluntary Services, which organised the event. "These organisations are keen to engage with more young people to find out what they need from volunteering," she added. "While we're not expecting youngsters to be drivers," admitted Mike Hocking, chair of Newton Abbott Community Transport, "we are looking for ideas about how we can get our voice heard." The students came up with a variety of ideas, ranging from TikTok videos to street performances and busking as a way to raise funds and awareness. Some of the students who already volunteer shared how much they enjoy supporting younger children at brownies or scout groups. Students also chatted with Newton Abbott Mayor and former Coombs Head student Alex Hall about his role on the council. And they were not shy in sharing their views on what they like and dislike about Newton Abbott. Volunteering is a great way for young people to try different types of work and gain experience and references that will help their future career, noted Chloe from Teambridge CVS. It's also brilliant for building confidence at any age.
Devon and Cornwall Police are inviting the public to take part in a new and ongoing community survey to hear their views about issues that are affecting them in their local area. The intention is to provide a permanent way to survey communities to ask for views on local priorities and topics such as antisocial behaviour, uniformed police presence, and how safe people feel. Inspector Steve Philip, Neighbourhood and Policing Lead, said, "We want to better understand what's great and what's not so great about where people live, so we can work with residents to tackle any worries and issues. People's opinions will influence the community engagement and delivery of services within your area." A recent report from His Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary, Fire and Rescue Services positively highlighted our approach to neighbourhood policing, but we know we can do more to serve our communities. This is an opportunity to share your views, and I want to encourage as many people as possible to fill out the survey.
Wooden building totally destroyed in blaze. A casualty needed treatment for smoke inhalation after a fire at a property in Lusley. The wooden building was totally destroyed in the blaze, which fire officers have said was accidental. The alarm was raised just before 5 p.m. on Saturday, following calls to fire control reporting a fire in a wooden domestic property. Three fire crews were sent to the scene, and on arrival, a fourth crew was mobilised along with a water carrier vehicle. Crews confirmed there were butane and propane gas cylinders involved. The casualty was suffering from smoke inhalation and an ambulance was called in. A fire service spokesman said, "Crews used one 51-metre jet and one hose reel. The building was 100% damaged and the fire was deemed to be accidental."
Bibles for All to Celebrate Chapel. Bobby Tracy Baptist Church has handed out 3,500 Bibles to residents of the town as it celebrates the 200th anniversary of its chapel. Continuing our long history in Bobby's community life, the Church Fellowship wish to share our faith and invite people to our celebrations by gifting and delivering a New Testament Bible to each local household, a church spokesman said. While the Baptist Chapel on Hind Street dates back to 1824, there has been a Baptist church congregation in Bovey Tracy since the mid-1700s. The church will mark its 200-year celebration next month with a weekend of events on October the 12th and 13th. The festivities include an open day with historic displays and a treasure hunt, a Thanksgiving service, and talk from Bovey Baptist Church World Mission partners John and Sue Wilson about the work they do in France. The Bibles were bought from Choice Words Christian Bookshop after a church fundraiser.